sounds of the familiar chainsaw in the middle of a fire in Yosemite. The good news is if they're doing that, that they're trying to, and they have cut back in some of the areas. The Yosemite fire is near the San Francisco water source. 3 million people affected by that. So this is serious stuff at Yosemite, and they're only at this point almost 10% contained, and the winds is that's the key thing. They're looking at the winds. 3,400 firefighters are fighting this battle, and you know, all over the West, fires have popped up, and Yosemite is one of them. Here's Michael Womack talking about the behavior of the fire.
This is some pretty extreme fire behavior that we're encountering here.
Yeah, no doubt. And what he's talking about is because of the winds and where it's jumping, it's unpredictable, like a lot of these fires. So what you have, unfortunately, is you've got areas where they're tourist areas. You have areas where there are more vacation houses and permanent homes that are there. And they're not really sure as they try to contain it. They're trying to protect Yosemite. They're trying to do everything they can. The rim fire is the sprawling fire right now, and so far about 134,000 acres have been completely devoured at this point. And the worry is it's so close to the source of San Francisco power that how close can this inferno get before it's a disaster for San Francisco, and that's what the governor has declared it, knowing that it is just way too close. And with the amount of vacation houses there, with the threat there, they're watching. They've got helicopters and planes up, and you got a couple of areas just outside of where the fire is now that the concern is it could jump. Could jump because that's what happens. Remember, Yosemite, not for nothing, is a place where 4 million people went last year from all over the country, but from all over the world. So that's where we begin here on ATN, talking about these fires in the West and the kind of manpower. People, I don't know that people realize that. I don't know that initially when I first started covering fires and I worked in Santa Barbara, I remembering how many terrible fires there were, I started to learn about what happens when they go into these forest areas. And that was a smaller place. Yosemite is giant. So trying to keep that from spreading is tough and so, so key because of how many people and areas and all of that are threatened. And it's way too many. On a typical busy summer weekend, they would see about 15,000 people. So far, it's as if the fire is not keeping people away, but is close to the popular spots that would chase everybody out. So they're desperately trying to do what they can to douse it, but it's dangerously close to a water source that could cripple about 3 million people in the city, which is huge. So let's hope they're able to contain it. And while that's going on, since we're on the Mother Nature path, Tropical Storm Ferdinand struck. Yeah, it struck. Do you believe it? Hit the east coast of Mexico. And see, the thing is about these tropical storms, it's pretty nasty, the kind of rain we're talking about, 50-mile-an-hour winds heading inland. So there's a tropical storm warning in effect for the Gulf Coast, and it's supposed to dump about 8 inches of rain. But what happens, so they, in Mexico, flash flooding, all of that, but what happens is it gets closer to the United States, meaning the Gulf region, if it goes in that direction, or does it dissipate? And that's called keeping your eye on the storm. So, you know, if in fact, the Gulf area is the next, is going to be the next victim. It looks like from Mexico and where it hit, this could maybe be a play where it doesn't grow and it doesn't get more legs and it just kind of dissipates. And that's the ultimate hope, that it dissipates before something happens. And hopefully that's what we see. Not as close to home, talking about raging fires and the possibility of a tropical storm and damage and all that sort of thing, is what could be the damage to our psyches when it comes to the Middle East. I'll tell you what, here we go again. Syria. I have talked about this ad nauseum on the show. Now it's real. The UN chemical weapons inspectors are outside of Damascus right now as you're hearing my voice, probably not finding too much of anything, even though Doctors Without Borders have confirmed what they're seeing in patients that died and people that they examined, because the tricky thing was the examination, not a lot examined. They had to wrap up the bodies as part of the religious culture. But knowing that there was extensive neurological damage and knowing that this is because of chemical weapons, along with some other sources and whatnot, the United Nations inspectors are trying to nail it down. I don't think they come away with too much, because Syria wouldn't have said, come on down, we've just gassed a bunch of people, we just used our chemical weapons on them, you're welcome to see what remains. Are you kidding? Of course not. But killing over 350-some people that way, oh, a lot of them kids, girls, and boys. And they're dancing up to that line, that invisible line. That's exactly what Assad is doing. Challenge me. Come on, are you going to come back? What are you going to do? That's what the game is with Assad. So what will the president do? What will the president push in the next day or two? Because this isn't going to take long. I think if anything happens, it's a quick turnaround, probably a missile strike. Maybe not. Black ops, missile strike. What do you think? Would you do any of them? Boots on the ground, I say, no way. I would be stunned. No kind of invasion. Not with the way we're stretched, not with the money that we've already dumped into Afghanistan and Iraq, but a different kind of mission, perhaps. That makes much, much more sense to me, that they would do it that way. What would you do if you were in charge? Man, I thought last week was big. We came off the Bradley Manning thing and whether or not he should get a gender change and the years he was sentenced to and when would he get out, how many years, was it fair, was it foul, into diving headfirst, all of this other stuff. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Here on America Tonight, I'm making the argument for death penalty. And it's at that point right now for Nidal Hassan, who screamed Allah Akbar before snuffing out the lives of too many at Fort Hood in that massacre several years ago. So prison, life in prison or death for Hassan, the jury decides on whether he's going to live or he's going to die for targeting Afghan-bound soldiers in one of the biggest mass killings of military folks on a post on U.S. soil. He was found guilty Friday on 13 counts of murder, 32 counts of all charges in connection with the November 5th, 2009 shootings at that deployment processing center. He admitted to targeting soldiers, saying he wanted to protect the Taliban and its leaders from the U.S. military. So now we're in the penalty phase. And Hassan acts as his own attorney, just like he did during the trial. So will he take the stand after declining to testify before? Or what will he do? What's bag of tricks is he going to offer here? This is an American-born Muslim who is said and indicated in documents that the death penalty would allow him to become a martyr. For a family member of one of the victims, the death penalty, they say, would be too lenient. And that person was on one of the cable shows, I want to say, it's either CNN or Fox, I want to say it was CNN, Joshua Gadlin, said, I would much rather see him sit in prison for the rest of his life. He shouldn't be allowed to dictate what happens. He wants to motivate other terrorists. We need to stop him from being a martyr. And this is a sad story. Gadlin's wife was former Army private Amber Gadlin, who dragged a wounded soldier out of the deployment center as Hassan targeted people in uniform with his weapon. He shot her in the back. So, I mean, this was 2009, but it's just got to be an awful feeling for those family members still. It's very tough to hear even some of their stories. There was one woman, Autumn Manning, who said when she learned that Hassan was found guilty of shooting her husband, Staff Sergeant Sean Manning, six times. She said she cried all day. like almost all the victims did, but it was a sense of relief because, you know, now we just have to get through the sentencing because we're reliving it. Manning's husband was one of 90 witnesses who testified for the prosecution during the 12 days of testimony talking about the massacre. He was in the deployment center texting his wife. He was waiting his turn when someone in front of him shouted, "Allah Akbar." And he had one wound that pierced part of his lung, and he figured he'd be finished off. They even, you know, locked eyes. He was right there. But he didn't get finished off. But he still was treated to all those bullets in his body. And, you know, the guilty verdict, is it a little slice of justice for the victims? I think the guilty verdict is. But does the death penalty do anything versus life? And what were the biggest questions coming out of this? How did they evaluate this guy? How was he promoted, transferred to Fort Hood? How did all this happen? Because should it have gotten that far? Shouldn't have somebody seen something was wrong? And what a big mistake, unfortunately, that turned out to be, because it changed the lives of just way too many people. Really, really rough for the people who survived that. Just senseless violence, turning the gun on people who were near him, just screaming, scaring them. Crazy, 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 crazy. And it brings up that whole thing about guns and carrying guns and how bases are and all of that stuff. Once something happens that we all get enraged about, then we start talking about for a couple of weeks, then we forget. So the key thing is to not forget. Here's somebody on trial who's not going back for a double dip. Remember that whole Amanda Knox thing? You couldn't turn on NBC Dateline and not see that somewhere. She's not going to return to Italy for a new trial. She spent 4 years in jail because of murder charges and the death of her roommate, Meredith Kircher, while she was studying abroad in Italy. She and her former boyfriend were convicted in 2009 to 25 years. And lucky for her, the conviction was overturned in 2011. And, of course, there is no way that she would go back. She said she's afraid to go back because she doesn't want to go back to prison after spending all the time that she did. Unfortunately, her 21-year-old British exchange student roommate, Meredith Kircher, was found dead, stabbed to death. That happened in 2007 in the villa that they rented together. So it was overturned in 2011. And the reason it was overturned is for lack of evidence. Lack of evidence. And remember, Amanda Knox went back to her hometown of Seattle. She's been living there ever since that happened. There's no way. Try to extradite. There's no way she goes back because they can try a case again in Italy. Forget about it. It's not going to happen. After everything they went through, it's not happening. And there's no forcing here from the United States end. So how perfect is that? It's just so frightening to even think about it. Being accused of that, going through that in a foreign country somewhere, and then trying to get out of it. Trying to get out of there and not having any success and trying to tell people who would listen that you were innocent. But most people weren't listening. They were watching this play out in Italy. And play out it did, unfortunately, for Amanda Knox. A sad finish here, but it's a follow-up story. I hate to talk about things and then not tell you what happened. Remember the 12-year-old boy from Florida, cutest kid, died from a brain-eating parasite. Remember telling you about that story, Zachary Renea, who just got hit with that mystery illness And then before you know it, he was on a ventilator so that he could, you know, so that the, his organs could be donated. And this kid's from Miami. And they gave him an experimental drug to treat this amoeba. The same drug was used to treat another 12-year-old in Arkansas when she became only the third person in the last 50 years known to survive. And unfortunately, it wasn't quick enough or whatever the reason is. They think he was infected his family while kneeboarding with friends in a water-filled ditch by his house, which could be. So they issued, after Zachary's diagnosis, they issued a warning to swimmers that high water temps and low water levels are the breeding ground for this rare amoeba. And there aren't very many of them, but I've seen these cases before, and we've talked about these cases. It was a severe infection. They could not do anything. The amoeba enters the body through the nose, travels to the brain. There's no danger of infection from drinking contaminated water. But there is that whole thing with an amoeba in your immune system, which is not good. And the symptoms you get when you get infected, headache, fever, vomiting, stiff neck, ugh. Sounds awful. Confusion, lack of attention to people, loss of balance, seizures, hallucinations, all of that belong to this terrible, terrible thing. And usually once they get it and get infected, they know 1 to 12 days. Woo! 1 to 12 days walking around with that. All right, Nathan Reeder, awesome job on the technicals. All of yous for listening to the show. Remember, don't be shy. You can always call in and kick us an email at americatonight.net. Stay with us now, though, for more on the flip side here on ATN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn her music on. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got better days aside. She'll unheave you. Her breath can just squeeze you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She can grab a cobble.
All right, coming up at the turn, I call it the River Card, our final segment of this hour. Another new way. We're bringing back our new way segments, and some of these are going to blow you away. Right now, we are, however, headed to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you, and boy, do we have mail. This one from Art in Illinois. Art says, man, we need to go after Assad with a vengeance. Blow this bee out of the sky. It's ridiculous that he's been allowed to do the things that he's done to his own people. Haven't we seen this before somewhere? Hello, Saddam Hussein. So what gives, Kate? Why isn't there any movement? Well, there's not any movement because I think they're afraid to kind of pull the trigger in D.C. and waiting to see officially what happens with the U.N. chemical weapons inspectors, but they're not going to find anything. I mean, seriously, needle in the haystack, hello, anyone? You think that they're going to find weapons? They're going to clean the whole thing up. Now, the doctors there, like the Doctors Without Borders, they know, they see the neurological damage. They can attest to that, but you don't have the smoking gun, so to speak, right? But knowing it, there are things that can be done. I said black ops. Why not? We have our best guys in there. Get them in there and start to take people out. Go after Assad. Get Assad. I mean, certainly we know that he's guarded. We know that he's elusive. All those things. But we have the biggest, baddest spooks around that I feel could have a chance to get closer. They just need the high sign to do it. You know, for goodness sake, one of the biggest problems is if we do with this whole thing, this craziness, let's say we're going to do, let's just go insane for a second and say, yeah, boots on the ground, we're going to invade, which I don't think so, but let's just say that. Because now we've moved to drone action and black ops and more specific targeted things than ever before. But just for argument's sake, if we did that, can you imagine? I mean, the reaction to that. And can you imagine what the blowback would be? And it's impossible for us to do that. The amount of money that we have spent in Iraq and Afghanistan alone, staggering, let alone jumping into Syria. So doubtful that happens. There are some politicians suggesting that, and I'm surprised because they have to know there is no way. There is no way that's happening. I would be stunned if that's what we get here, and I don't think so. So, sure, Syria is allowing a United Nations investigation into the chemical weapons attack, alleged, wink, wink. But it's too late. That's the play there. And then do we want to end up in a situation like we saw in Iraq? No, we don't. All right, here's one from Bo. And Bo says, hey, America, tonight, dig the show. Happened to find it by accident. A buddy of mine, I was at his house. He was listening. And we like it. I like it. He likes it. So do a couple of our friends. Cool. Spread the word. So Bo goes on to say, you know, I'm tired of the United States having to police everyone. And then they spit in our face, Kate. What do people want from us? You know, I'm all about Bravo USA, land of the free, and all of that. But I think that we have expended our resources. People whine about the drone, but the drone is modern warfare. We can't afford, and the drones aren't cheap, but we can't afford the loss of life. How many people have lost limbs in Afghanistan and before that in Iraq? There is absolutely no way we go in with any force other than from the skies. Missile them to death. Missile them to death. All right, so that's been suggested. Here's one from Brian. Brian, thumbs up, Syria, thumbs down. The Middle East is a wicked sand pit, as you call it, and we're stuck right in the middle of it. We cannot extract at this point. Can't afford to lose face. And sure, everybody looks to us for help, but that's good old USA. I wonder if our backs were up against the wall, if we would get the help from our friends. Well, remember after 9/11, lots of people offered to help. But there is a point, and I understand what the point is to be made. And the point is we have to be smart about anything we do in the future. And who we get into bed with, because really on the international stage, we're not looking so good, but more than looking good. Personally, I don't care about that part. I care about our solvency as a nation. And we cannot afford, this all gets tied back into our whole thing of our deficit and how we got here in the first place. And you know, for goodness sake, to me, especially in Afghanistan, how many people have we talked to who served? And how many people have we talked to who served in the previous war before that that told us one of the biggest obstacles is really the rules of engagement? It's like we handcuff our soldiers and tell them to go fight the good fight, but really win over the hearts and minds of the people who, oh, by the way, might be rigged with a bomb. It's a tricky bit of business. It's different kind of warfare for all the people who don't like the idea of the drones. You know, this is what the problem is. How do we fight a fair, well, there is no fair fight. How do we get in and do what we're trying to accomplish when the rules of engagement are so ridiculous? Ridiculous. All right, there were people that actually wrote a few other things, including this one from Macon, who says, Kate, I know you're a huge sports fan. In fact, I've heard you doing sports, and I wondered what you thought of Tiger Woods' performance today on the PGA Tour. Do you think he wins another major? Okay, so the tour stop was Barclays, which used to be this interesting story. used to be a giant trash dump in New Jersey, converted into pretty beautiful golf course. You can see Manhattan, you know, from New Jersey and from this course. So Tiger Woods was in the hunt. He was a stroke behind Adam Scott, who won the Masters. Adam Scott won the Masters. And he, on the final hole, almost hit a 26-foot putt in for tying Adam Scott and would have sent it to a playoff, but he didn't. So he played well, had some back spasm problems, and didn't win the Barclays. But do I think he'll win any more majors? He's won 5 tournaments this season as far as majors like Masters, U.S. Open, PGA, that kind of stuff, British. I'm going to say I do, even though he, you know, some people want to say, oh, he's 38, look at his back. Eh. He's got the winner's mentality. So I think that, I think he'll win a couple more majors. Does he break Jack Nicklaus's record? Anybody knows what that record is? No, I don't know that he does that, but I think he wins a couple of more. I do. I think he wins a couple more. Okay, this one is from Jet, and Jet says, Kate, I wanted to give you a cheap movie review. You always ask for them. I've never heard you read any of them on the air, but I thought I would take a chance anyway. I have to tell you, Meet the Millers was hilarious. You know, sometimes you need a little comedy. You're the one who says that all the time. I actually went to see that to appease my wife, who's a big fan of Jason Sudeikis. She remembers him from Saturday Night Live, and she likes Jennifer Aniston as well. We came from the Friends era, so we went to see it, and it was rather funny. From beginning to end, it's definitely watchable movie, let's put it that way. There are some predictable plot lines, but it's always like that in comedies anyway, right? So do I win a copy of your book? Tell me. Yes, I will send you a copy of the book. I said if you gave a decent movie review, that I would send a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. So, Meet the Millers is exactly what, I haven't seen it, but it's exactly what he says it is, as far as he didn't give away any plot lines, because that was one of my things. But just said it was funny from end to end, and you have 2 big stars in it, and some other people, and comedies, you know, comedies are tough. They either hit the mark or they don't. I guess with any movie you could say that. But I think if you make a definite decent animated film, especially in the summertime, and now some of the kids are already back to school, some are going back to school. But especially in the summertime, because the kid factor is so high, grandparents, parents, whatever, that if it's decent, you will get them to go and see it. A little bit different when you're talking about how many movies are out and what's different about your comedy. But I think the animated flicks, they can really rake in the do-re-mi if they hit the mark. Remember at the beginning of the season, though, we had Iron Man, there was Superman, there was some Marvel comic stuff that seemed to do well. Also. All right, coming up next, No Way on ATN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Marfa, Texas. Ever been to Marfa, Texas? It's really hard to get to, let me tell you. But you can touch the stars. It's an incredible place. I had a chance to go there this past summer. And they have a place called the McDonald Observatory, and it is really cool. It's mind-blowing. You look in a telescope, and one of the astronomers tells you, oh, that's 25,000 light years away, and you're looking at a cluster of stars, a billion stars. Really? You're kidding me. Then you look through another telescope at night, right, in a clear, beautiful night. You look in another telescope, and you're looking at Saturn. You can see the rings. And you look in yet another telescope, and what do you see? The surface of the moon. I swear I could see a footprint. I mean, it was that close. It was wild. It was wild to see it. And the good people at Buns and Roses and Bird and his wife were helping us out in a sticky situation. Yep, that's the kindness of strangers in a small town. Just a town of, I think, over 2,000 people, but very, very cool. They got good food there, too, and at Buns and Roses. I like that traditional breakfast. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Some of you drive in, stop in places where you get the good runny eggs the way you want them, and you can dip the toast in it. Oh, doesn't that sound good? And then they give you the bacon or the sausage. And, of course, you're trying to be healthy, so you get the obligatory fruit. You order fruit if you can find it, and they'll set you up right there. All right, I said that this segment is a cool segment that I'm bringing back because there's just things that blow us away, and we can't believe for some reason they're happening, right? So this segment is called No Way.
What, are you kidding me?
All right, so this is a good one. No Way starts with Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong settled $1.56 million the case with the Sunday Times over the cheating article. Remember, he really went after the Times. The Times kept reporting that he was cheating, that he was blood doping, all that kind of stuff. So he successfully sued the newspaper for libel over a 2004 article that suggested he had cheated, and he won, you know, money. He won $400,000. So now, after everything that's happened, after the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency announced in October that they had overwhelming, that's what they called it, evidence that he had indeed cheated, the Sunday Times said that they found a mutually acceptable resolution. They were going to recover, you know, their legal bid was to recover $1.56 million. So you know that it was a pretty high number. They probably didn't get that number, but somewhere close. Probably. Probably return, I bet you return the money and then a little bit more. You know, whatever the interest would be. See, ever since he did that Oprah Winfrey interview, that was it. That was the end. You knew that the walls were crumbling. They were starting to crumble and people were going to go after him and get money back and or sue him, whichever the case might be, depending on where they were. All right, here's another no way. For all you Batman fans out there, think of the people who have played Batman. I'm sorry. I mean, I can go back to even George Clooney. There is something about a man in tights, but he has to be the right man in tights. I thought Clooney was okay as Batman. I thought Michael Keaton was okay as Batman. But I thought Christian Bale rocked Batman. He was Batman. He seemed to have, I don't know, I thought he embodied his personality for what it's worth. Now Ben Affleck, they announce, is going to play Batman. They're going to have a sequel to the Superman movie, Man of Steel, and they have a Batman part in it, a big part of it, and he's getting $50 million to play Batman. I don't know. I don't see Ben Affleck as Batman, but I can think of 50 million reasons why he would take the gig. You know, there were other people supposedly up for this, like Josh Brolin. I totally see that. Even Ryan Gosling. I can see Ryan Gosling. But Ben Affleck, I just keep going back to Daredevil. Remember when he was Daredevil? It doesn't match up for me. He doesn't really embody the bat. And I like the Batman series. I've seen all the Batman movies. When I was a kid, one of the shows that we watched was the old Batman. You know what I'm talking about, the Adam West Batman, my brother and I. So I have like a soft spot in my heart for Batman because, I mean, I probably memorized all of the segments they had, all the, you know, all the episodes, because they didn't have that many episodes. But so all you had to do was be a fan of it. You were watching the same episode again and again and again. And today you're watching the same episode again and again and again on TV Land. So Christian Bale, who did the three last Batmans, I don't know, I thought he said he wouldn't star in the fourth. And Christopher Nolan wasn't going to do a fourth movie. So that means, I mean, so that nixed him. He said he didn't want to do it. But the interesting thing is, Nolan is going to have a part in this Superman Batman film. He's one of the executive producers, so he, I would assume maybe he was part of the, let's throw his name out there, Ben Affleck. So we'll see. He's going to have to do a lot to make me believe that. It's funny, too, because Ben Affleck has kind of gotten back on the right track with some of his movies. He's made a couple of really interesting movies that were critically acclaimed, and now he's thrown himself, catapulted himself in this situation where he'll be heavily criticized if he's brutal, if it's another Daredevil. I don't see him as that kind of guy. All right, I happened to come across this. I think it was over the weekend. I was reading the Wall Street Journal, and I came across something about an amphibious car. You know, that would be another fantasy of mine, to get in an amphibious car. Wouldn't that be cool? I have been in those ducks, you know, the ducks that are in Philly and Boston, in Wisconsin. It's the World War II. They were jeeps that they made that they could go on land and water, and they made it into a whole duck franchise deal. It's very cool. If you haven't ridden on one, you should do it. It's neat. And I've done it. So I've done it in Boston, Philly, and in Wisconsin. And all three were unique and very, very cool. It was wild to, you know, just get dumped into the Charles River. You're cruising around, you're in the neighborhoods, and then poof, you're in the river. All right, so there is a car. There are 500 amphibious cars in the world. 4,000 were built. That's how many remain. It was a German import sold between 62 and 67. And there are a few people in the United States that have one. In the Wall Street Journal article, there was a guy who was a 54-year-old machinist from New Hampshire who owns one of them. What a unique deal. And he said it's like being in a James Bond car, that it's, you get in the water and it's an amphicar, they call it. Amphicar. And that's it. You're driving along and poof, you can, there you can go into the lake. And he says whenever he does it, he draws a crowd because of course people aren't used to seeing that. Now my car will turn into a boat. I think it's very cool. There's twin propellers on it, and that's what happens. And he uses it and cruises along.
What do you think the licensure is on that?
I don't know. What, do they triple it or double it? I would be curious what it is, though. You're right. I love it. I think it's neat. Sometimes I guess he drives down to Florida, and he'll take it out at night, and he'll be out there in his car. I don't know. I would think the alligators might be attracted to the amphicar. I'd be a little concerned about that. You're cruising along. Boaters, I think that would be a funny thing during the day. Boaters do double takes. They come up close and they see the headlights and people are alarmed or amused or whatever. But so there is really a car like that. It's not just those World War II, you know, vehicles. There's more. The amphicar. I really want to go visit this guy and see the amphicar. I want to see what it looks like. It kind of looks like an old-fashioned convertible. Sort of a 50s convertible, but they made them in the 60s, as I said. So what do you know? That's a definite no way. If you have a candidate, a story, something for no way, send it to us, americatonight.net.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.